Right. Okay. For the record, it's August 22nd, 2024, 9 o'clock a.m. I'm Phil Albrecht, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner, holding a hearing this morning on a request for approval of a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit, file number 23-01174. Excuse me. The hearing format, we'll start off with a presentation from staff, and I believe that's Ms. Kripels there at the podium. Will give us the overview. Once she's done, we'll move on to the applicant comments, if the applicant wants to add anything. Then on to public comments, if we have any members of the public here with us today. I did see we had a couple comment letters, so we might actually have some people in attendance today. After that, we'll move back to Ms. Kripels to answer any questions that were raised and complete the record as she finds necessary with additional rebuttal evidence. And finally, the applicant gets final word, which includes their opportunity to provide rebuttal evidence as well. After the hearing is closed, I have 10 business days to issue a decision. That equates usually to about a couple of weeks, and a written version of that decision will be made available to anyone who requests a copy. So under state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence that's put in the record today. That way we all know exactly what information is considered for the final decision. The planning staff, specifically Ms. Walston, has put together a really detailed exhibit list that identifies the documents that should be considered for this hearing. And I'm going to share screen. Yeah, I can do that. Hold on a second. All right, get that up there. Okay, so up on the screen here should be the exhibit list that Ms. Walston put together. As you can see, there are 28 exhibits there. Ms. Walston, is anyone in attendance other than staff and applicant at this point?
No, we've got applicant and applicant's reps here.
Oh, okay. So I can be real brief on the exhibit list. Assuming that the applicant has received a copy of the staff report along with the exhibit list, are there any objections to entry in the record of the staff report and the 28 exhibits altogether? Okay, hearing seeing none, we'll get that in the record then. That's admitted. Ms. Kripels, let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. You swear for nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Kripels.
Okay, thank you, Examiner. This morning, I would like to enter in a revised staff report. Into the record is exhibit number 29. It incorrectly stated that the proposal was an existing two-story conversion, whereas it is actually new construction, a one level. And this section two is on page one.
Okay, any objections over entry of Exhibit 29 as a revised staff report? Okay, hearing, seeing none. And again, if you're participating virtually, just click on the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. But seeing no objections, we'll go ahead and admit Exhibit 29. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Kripels.
All right, thank you, Examiner. For the record, again, my name is Jenny Kripels, or Jennifer Kripels. It's spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-K-R-E-I-F-E-L-S. And I am a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development, and I'll refer to that as DCD from here on out. Let's see, already lost my place, excuse me. Today I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit, or ADU, with site improvements to include utilities, driveway, and parking area. Slide two. Sorry about that. All right, here's slide two. The applicants propose to construct the accessory dwelling unit on a parcel with an existing 3,096 square foot single family residence, which the applicants will continue to occupy. The application was deemed complete on June 6, 2023. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. Public comments were received by the department and are addressed on the following slide. Pursuant to Washington Administrative Code 197-11355, the Department of Community Development, DCD, used an optional determination of non-significance process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application. Dated September 1st, 2023, the department, or DCD, issued a determination of non-significance on May 3rd, 2024. The SEPA appeal period expired May 17, 2024, and no appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. And I do apologize. It looks like I don't have the slide on here with the public comments. So I will refer to my staff report. Would you like me to do that at the end of my presentation?
Well, since we're on the topic, actually, kind of, yeah, the big question on my mind, and it's mostly curiosity, actually, is I've seen the issue before come up about drainage setbacks encroaching on adjoining properties. How does that, is that going to happen in this case? And does the health department allow that to occur, or do they actually record these setbacks onto non-consenting adjoining property owners?
I'm sorry, did you say drainage or drain field?
Drain field, I'm sorry, drain field, yeah.
Okay, so the health department does need to approve placement of the drain field, and they have done so already. There's usually a setback from those drain fields. I believe it's 10 feet, but I can't say for sure. So that would have been taken into account.
Okay. But in this case, do you know that does that setback extend into the adjoining property? Do you know?
I believe so. It does.
Okay.
It does, Jennifer. I confirmed that with the health district.
It does. And it sounds like the applicant's representative can speak to that.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I am pulling up my staff report here. Thank you for your patience. And I believe if the, I'm not sure if the examiner wants that added into the PowerPoint by the end of the day, perhaps, but it is in the staff report. So I'm going to read from the staff report. Public comment from one of the adjacent neighbors, who is also an interested party. Number one in the staff report, his concern was for soils, drain fields, and drainage of winter rains. Staff did respond and let them know that, as staff does always, let the public interested parties know that we follow Kitsap County Code. Let's see, number two, there was another comment. Ted, well, I won't say names unless you want me to, but adjacent neighbor, there's a setback indicated around the drain field, so we're going to talk about that with the rep. Public comment number three, the water supply to the residents runs along the property line. Again, that's about the drain field. And then public comment number four, they wanted to know why they were receiving a notice of application. So that was explained to them about the process and noticing to adjacent neighbors 800 feet out. And that approval of the application does not set the path for changing current codes. And that is all of the public comment that we had. Thank you for that. Sorry for the interruption. All right, back to our PowerPoint presentation. Oh, thank you for pulling that up too. And we are on slide three. All right. So according to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 302-302-1071-2003 is 2.74 acres in size, addressed as 9856 Hardland Lane Southeast in Port Orchard, Washington, South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. This aerial photo shows development consistent with the rural residential zone, single family homes, and accessory structures all around. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity. The site is within the rural residential zone, marked with an X here. Adjacent property to the north, west, and south of the subject site are rural residential zoning, and neighboring properties to the east beyond a county-maintained local access road known as Hardland Lane Southeast are zoned rural protection. Zoning setbacks for the parcel are established in Kitsap County Code Chapter 17420 as a 50-foot front setback to the east with 20-foot side and rear setbacks, which are met in this proposal. Here is slide five. It shows subject site highlighted in green. The property is relatively flat with little to no sloping. The critical area photo here shows some moderate erosion hazard mapping at the northwest portion of this 2.74 acre parcel. And here we have the site plan. The proposal shows access from Southeast Hardland Lane at the east. There is an existing driveway. It will be shared by both dwellings. There is a building permit number 2300451 for the ADU. It has been submitted and it is under review, awaiting approval of the land use application. The existing principal dwelling was constructed in 1996. There are small existing garden sheds as well as having a permitted detached garage, which was built in 2008. The site plan also shows parking spaces will meet standards for both the single family residence as well as the accessory dwelling unit. Here we have floor plans for the existing single family home. It shows the square footage of the principal dwelling and in order to determine the maximum size allowed for the ADU, the applicant's plans show the home is 3,096 square feet with a 904 square foot attached garage and a 425 square foot porch. Upper floor shows at the left with the main floor plan to the right. The plans help to show that there is not an existing ADU within the primary dwelling. And slide eight shows elevation plans for the existing single family residence. Slide nine is an assessor photo and sketch for the existing single family residence. This was taken in 2019. Here is the proposed floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit, demonstrating the habitable area for the proposed ADU to be 819 square feet with 156 square foot front porch and 148 square foot rear porch. And these are renderings of the elevation plans for the proposed ADU. The east elevation is shown at the top left with the rear elevation facing west shown at the right. Elevation drawings demonstrate that the height will be 16 feet, 3 inches and not exceeding maximum height restrictions. This slide shows that at least four design details of the proposed ADU highlighted at the right will match the primary dwelling at the left to keep in conformance with Kitsap County Code design standards and maintain appearance. And here we have slide 13. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17415015B. As amended in June of 2022, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the principal dwelling. 50% of the primary residence is 1,548 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area is 900 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The proposed ADU is approximately 36 feet from the existing primary residence. The ADU will be similar in a character or appearance of the primary residence. The ADU will also meet all of the required setbacks for rural residential zoning. And all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is not an RV recreational vehicle, and it is not a mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Harland Lane Southeast, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater. And staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria here in Kitsap County Code 17415015B and does recommend approval as conditioned.
All right, great. Thanks, Ms. Kreifels. Pretty straightforward. All right, let's move on to applicants. The applicants want to add anything at this point? Now's your chance. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but if you do, feel free. Ms. Walston, is there anybody in the room that wants to speak on this? For the applicant?
Yes, go ahead and come on forward.
Okay.
Hi there, my name is Bill Pernot.
Okay, Mr. Pernot, let me swear you in real quick. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that this home that we're building is for my sister, who is living in one of the spare rooms of my house right now. She is wheelchair bound. And so I'm actually paying extra to have hallways extended a little bit wider than normal, and the countertops dropped down. So Highline Construction is the company we're using, and they're very interested in offering this in the future as a wheelchair accessible ADU. So I just wanted to mention this is why we're building this house.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks, Mr. Pernot. Appreciate your comments. All right. Anyone from the public want to say anything at this point? And I guess, Ms. Walston, do we have anybody from the public? Looks like no, correct?
Kathy, did you want to speak at all? Nope, no members of the public.
Okay. Ms. Kreifels, any response you need to make?
Did you have all of your, did we get the answers to your question on the drain?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
It sounds like, it's a Department of Health issue, and I'm not going to stick my nose into what they do. I was mainly curious about how that works. So, and you definitely answered that question. Thank you.
Thank you. So, we have no further comments.
Okay, I'll go ahead then and close the hearing. And like most ADU applications, this one's real straightforward. It's nice to see that people have the option, to help their families to build these things. And so I should have no problem proving it. I'll get that out in the next couple of weeks. So thanks all for participating. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much for your time.
Take care. Thank you.